Welcome back to Basic Crypto. I am Connor. I am here joined with Nate. He is the man with a plan, the guy behind that is asking questions.
The myth.
He is your version. He's you guys, but able to ask the question. So today we're going to be talking about what is an NFT.
Here, let me ask the question.
Okay,
go for everyone here. Hey, Connor, what's an NFT?
Yeah, okay. Well, let's get into it. An NFT stands for non-fungible token, okay? And so when you talk about cryptocurrency, you have a network that everything is essentially tracked on, run on, how computers connect to each other. It's run on what's called a peer-to-peer network. We'll get into that later. So on that, though, there needs to be a way of transmitting information. Information needs to move from one thing to another, right? The way that that happens is through what's called a token. Okay, that's how you say it, right? It'd be like, and to relate this into currency, a dollar would be considered a token, or a quarter, you know, is like a literal token, right? And that is how finances is passed between you and I. That is a fungible thing. It is a fungible token. Of yes, 25 cents is going from my pocket into your pocket. That's it, right? Well, a non-fungible token is just something that is only represented digitally. There is no, you can't physically hold it. It is ones and zeros on a computer that is moved from person to person or whatever, right? Well, the thought then is like, okay. And so the common NFT thing is like art or pictures. Okay. And so they put up an NFT that is like this monkey that has glasses on or whatever. And they sell this NFT for $10,000 and 3 days later sell it for $100,000. And somebody's like, how could that be freaking worth anything? Right. You know, like I could take a screenshot of it and look, there I have but you don't. You know, like how could you, like I can take a picture of a Charizard Pokemon card and look, I have the Charizard Pokemon card. It's like, well, no, you don't, because you don't have the fungible physical card, right?
Okay, I see what you mean.
Well, with NFTs, it's the same thing, except for you're able to know because of the digital makeup of that picture exactly if it is the original, if you are truly the owner of it. Because if you took a screenshot, it is replicating the picture. It is not the original. It is not the actual ones and zeros that made up in the correct order that original photo. It is just copying it.
Okay, so then why buy an NFT?
So in this world of having Facebook move to Meta, okay,
yeah,
you have a digital world, mm-hmm. All right? And the digital world is going to need to be made up of digital assets or digital items, digital, non-fungible tokens, right? So if you bought, it's just like in Sims back in the day when played Sims, you built a house. That house is built out of ones and zeros, right? It's not actually physically there. It's on a computer program.
Okay.
And then you put a picture up in that house. There you go. That's how it's made. And so that in the world of Meta, you can do work by doing math or your computer doing math or whatever that gets you these fake tokens or fake dollars that you can buy yourself for your fake house, a painting. Everybody's like, well, that's dumb because it doesn't translate to the real world. Here's one that does. The blue check mark on Instagram is an NFT.
Interesting.
Right?
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
Because it is a non-fungible way.
Right.
That represents you are who you say you are.
Yeah.
And that and it is verified by Instagram, who is now substituting in this example as the blockchain.
Okay.
And so then if you look back at that and you think, well, but the blue check mark, you don't buy the blue check mark. Well, if you could, people would.
Right. That's true.
And so that's kind of the thought that is behind it is like, oh, why would you spend so much money on these monkeys or whatever, these paintings of these monkeys? Well, it's because other people want to buy them. Mm-hmm. Why would you spend so much money on Pokemon cards? Why would you spend, you know, and people think like, oh, because it's a fungible thing. I can hold it. It's mine. Well, this is a non-fungible thing, yes, but it is yours and everybody knows it because it's on the network. Everybody knows that that's the wallet address that it owns to or that it belongs to. And so that if somebody was to come up and be like, well, yeah, I own the original Black Monkey with sunglasses. Okay. It's like, well, no, you don't. Let me, you know, show us your address or whatever. And it's just, you can't because they can see that's the address it belongs to.
Ah, okay.
And so I've used the term addresses a lot, and we'll get into that in the next episode. So definitely check that out. But any questions in regards to NFTs, do you understand what they are now?
Yeah, that makes sense. It makes a lot more sense. Okay, so is an NFT something, is it like an investment? Is it something like, is it go along those lines?
Right, it totally can be. So for some, like these, you know, this example that I keep using of the different art monkeys, whatever, those could be investments because they are essentially digital art and you have the original of the digital art. You could hang it up in your fake digital house or you could have it in your, you know, as a photo on your phone, just like how dudes show each other, oh, look at this giant fish that I caught, right? Like that picture of that fish is, you know, since it's the original picture, like that's your picture. Just, you know, so you have this digital art on your phone, you can show other people you have it. It's clout, really. And it can be an investment because the more people want it, it's the original or like, if you put NFTs into playing cards, you know, it's like, oh yeah, I have 1 of 100 Barry Bonds cards, you know, or, the other one is, Pulp Fiction. Okay. So they're selling original frames of Pulp Fiction as NFTs. It's been like a huge kerfuffle inside that space because they're trying to figure out who actually owns those original frames.
Okay.
Right? Is it the director? Is it, you know, or is it the distribution company, production company, whatever? And so, and selling those original frames, it's like if you sold the frames of the whole movie, you could essentially have like, oh yeah, I own part of the original Pulp Fiction movie. Right?
Okay.
And so, yes, those would be investments. Now, there are other things that you can buy that could also get you something. Let's say a Super Bowl ticket. Okay. So the physical ticket, we still use physical tickets, but let's say we didn't. They're all digital. And because a lot of them are, plane tickets are digital, you know, whatever. And it's like, oh, like right, you know, right now, the, if you, like, let's say your dad is big into football and he went to the 1969 Super Bowl or whatever, but he doesn't have that physical ticket because it's like when he went, it was just like whatever, right?
Just a ticket.
You would have the ability to buy his original ticket digitally and give that to him as a gift. And he could print it out and frame it if he wanted to, but you have the original digital one, right? Or if somebody has a digital ticket and they want to just save it forever, it's going to always be mint condition. It will always be perfect because it's digital and everybody will always know that they are the ones that sat in that seat because it's recorded on the blockchain. You can also use it to actually represent the ticket. It would actually get you into the game. Because if I have in my Apple wallet, my pass or whatever, and I show the ticket to the front person, they scan the QR code. Okay, you're good to go in. Like I just used an NFT right there.
Oh.
And so there is a use for it. You can find different uses for it. Another one that I thought was super interesting that I saw a guy on TikTok mention was if a gym was based off of NFTs. And so you sell, let's say 1,000, and I don't remember exactly word for word that he said, because it was pretty complex and actually honestly a genius idea. But let's say you have 1,000 passes that you sell for $100, right?
Okay.
And that essentially those 1,000 passes would act as 1,000 shares in this gym because it costs $100,000 to build this gym. Okay. So you make the 100,000. You get the original NFTs of 100. You just made an NFT. Now you all of a sudden have $100,000 because you sold all 1,000 of those NFTs. You can go now build the gym and then go back to your original investors based on these NFTs or whatever, and you would be able to distribute shares among these people because of that, right? Because they each one that has an NFT would then become the original investor in the gym. And then you can even go further and say like one NFT or one of those, or you could sell further shares. Okay. And so let's say those original 1,000, they get profits from whatever, but the, what you do inside of this gym or what equipment gets put in different places or how money is spent is based on the memberships that are sold. And so the members can decide if we are going to invest money in a pool or if we're going to put a ping pong table or if we're going to have a 1 mile track versus a half mile track, and you can vote. But those members, and so that you just can sell as many NFTs as you want to these people, but they only get voting power for how much time they is based on how much time they spend inside of the gym.
Okay.
Right. And so you have a, and so let's say we have 1,000 people that run this, right? But half of them are there 3 days a week and half of them there are only there one. And you can walk up there, tag your NFT so that the blockchain of the gym knows that you were there during a certain amount of time or whatever. And you can only, it only counts if you get, if you tag to go out. You have to have an in and you have to have an out, and then it counts, right?
Okay.
And so then, based on that, you have essentially a percentage of who spends the most time at the gym. They would essentially get the most voting power. And so the people that spend the least amount of time get the less voting power.
Okay.
And then on top of that, you have 1,000 NFTs that represent the original owners of the gym. And they can get profits if you want, or, you know, if you want to essentially immediately make it an incorporation or investors or whatever. And they can sell that NFT to other people. And it's just like, hey, here you go. You can be an original owner of Gold's Gym.
Hmm. So NFTs can have different purposes and different ways of being used. As the common man, why would I want to buy an NFT?
Well, and see, an NFT, it means several different things, or it can be several different things. It means non-fungible token.
Right.
And so it depends on what you want to do, you know?
Okay.
Why would my dad ever buy a blue check for Instagram? He wouldn't.
No.
Because he doesn't care.
Right.
You know? But I buy a license to Adobe every single month.
Yeah.
And that technically is an NFT. Because there's nothing fungible about Adobe.
Right.
It is non-fungible. And the token that I purchase is essentially a license to use it. And this is just a way, really all that this is it's taking these tokens, these pieces of information, and it's putting them into the digital world and in a safe manner using the blockchain. And we're going to get into the blockchain and what it is in a couple episodes here, but it is definitely that is the security, and it goes so far beyond cryptocurrency.
Let's get into that one.